Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
You heard me a moment ago talk about January 6th, and I am just personally infuriated and mystified, really, that we could have 2 years of hearings and not talk about Ashley Babbitt, the military veteran, Air Force, Iraq War veteran, who was shot and killed on January 6th. She didn't harm anything, anyone. She didn't break anything, and she was unarmed. And we saw it on television, those of us who have sought it out, not everybody has. And it was completely unjust, and it should be the biggest issue in the world, or one of them. We're joined by Aaron Babbitt, Ashley's husband. Once again, Aaron, we're so sorry for what happened. And number one, hey, how are you doing today?
I'm doing all right, Greg. It's always a pleasure to talk to you and your amazing audience. It's just another day in Southern California, trying to wrap things up around here. Hopefully planning an exodus from this state that is quickly going to hell in a handbasket.
Where are you planning on going next?
Back east. I don't want to pinpoint any specific place just yet, but definitely back east. I'm going to have to get my blood thickened up a little bit.
Well, yeah, it's colder, but California seems like it's another country right now, another world. And Aaron, by the way, was a very skilled technician in the United States Marine Corps. What'd you do? Avionics and helicopters? What was your job there?
No, the Avon guys were a lot smarter than me. I was power trains and rotors on the Hughes and Cobras, the new platforms the Marine Corps had come out with back in the early 2000s.
Well, that's a very skilled position. They're very selective about who they put in that spot. So obviously, very sharp Marine, Aaron Babbitt. So Aaron, look, I know you can't necessarily talk about the legal details of what's going on, but a lot of us are hoping that someday there will be a lawsuit against the federal government for what happened to your wife. It never should have happened. Anybody who looked at this, and I've shown it to law enforcement experts everywhere, nobody says that this is a justified shooting. The only people who do are the fake news, and that's about it. They won't even let the Capitol Hill cops talk about it. I guess the Justice Department, look, it was a bad shooting. I think you got a great case. I know you can't go into the details, but is that in the works? Is something going to happen? Because I'm sorry, but you're owed a lot. Money won't make it better, but you're owed a lot of money. What can you say?
Yeah, it's definitely in the works. Obviously, I've been quiet for a while. There's reasons for that. I think a lot of people think I went away, but I've just been under the radar. So stay tuned. That's pretty much what I can tell you. When I said over the last 2 years, I'm never done fighting for my wife, I mean, that still stands today. I will not stop.
All right. Now, I want to go down the road here. Let's say it's 2 years from now. Let's say it's 6 years from now. Let's say it's 8 years from now. I don't know when our side is going to be back in command at the White House. It's going to happen someday. I don't know when. Is there anything you would like to see done for Ashley? Now, number one, I believe that she was deprived of military benefits, even posthumously, which to me, day one, that's got to be addressed. Is there anything else, though, that I should know about that we can start working on for the day where we can, you know, restore what we can restore?
Yeah, well, obviously, any potential, you know, lawsuit down the road is going to be first and foremost, and then after that, my attention is on the, you know, complete character assassination of Ashley as a human being, and then I still have an empty case sitting at my house that's engraved with her name on it that I will put a flag in there one day, and that will be presented to me by the United States Air Force. I promise you that.
I love it. I love it, Aaron, and I just hearing what you said right now, I know that's going to happen as well. And, hey, by the way, if there's any way, I'd love to be there that day. But listen, Aaron, let me tell you, can you tell us a little bit about the video that Not many people have seen, by the way, but it shows Ashley, I think, very clearly trying to stop somebody who is breaking a window. Can you tell us a little bit about that? And is there anything else in that video that you found that's interesting?
Yeah, at this point, I don't really want to get too much more into that video these days, but I can just say that Ashley wasn't a bad guy there. She was not there breaking anything. She was obviously at one point trying to get people to stop what they were doing. We can go back to the January 6th committee and the fact that they never brought up Ashley's name. They never talked about Ashley, but I believe it was the acting attorney general that you had on the show last night. You brought up a really good point that the main thing that the January 6th committee is not looking into is the complete security failures of that day by the Capitol Police and by everybody else involved with, having to be involved in that situation. And I think what happened in that hallway was, a very small part that Ashley got to witness herself.
It seems like the Capitol Police, they shot her, but in every other way, they let her down and a lot of other people down. You and me, Americans all over the place. How in the hell could they not have prevented people from entering that Capitol? They tried to secure it with bicycle racks. And you and I have both seen the video of cops just standing there. One cop even waving people into the Capitol. And there's been zero accountability. And the way America works now, you can only be if you I don't know what it is, but they try to intimidate people from asking questions. Well, they are messing with the wrong Marines. In that regard, Aaron Babbitt, again, we're brother Marines, if you will. So, all right, Aaron, is there anything we can do? I know people want to do stuff. Maybe there isn't for now. Is there anything that we can do, those of us who, are just beside ourselves and brokenhearted about this horrible injustice?
You're all doing it, and you still are after, we're going on 2 years, and Ashley's name is still trending on Twitter all weekend. And I brought that up to you a couple times before, and I think you take it a different way than what I'm saying it, because I love it. I love it. I don't care if it's negative or if it's positive. The people that have put up negative messages are the ones complaining that she's trending, but they're too stupid to not hashtag or put her name in a tweet. So that puts, it keeps Ashley's name above the surface, and that's all I've ever asked for. And I hear the people calling into your radio show, and I hear you talking about it on the Newsmax show, and I love everybody for it, and we are winning. We're winning this battle.
It makes sense. Now, I get it, Aaron. I really do. And, let's keep it up. You got my contact. Anything, anytime that I or anybody else can help the cause, we appreciate it. Aaron Babbitt, everybody, who's coming back home to the East Coast, getting out of that crazy California. I'm glad to hear that. Aaron Babbitt, thanks for being with us.
All right, Greg. Merry Christmas, buddy.
Merry Christmas, indeed. Merry Christmas to everybody. And, hey, give me a moment. I'll be right back. Thank you.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.